This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The big show, the big story, the big people, all here on the DJV experiment. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillin, 2 L's, 2 N's. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington, giving Jennifer the green light to go ahead with one of the trenders from this hour, Jen.
All right, are you ready to get annoyed?
Yes.
I mean, are you really ready?
Really ready.
The story that's trending right now, and I innocently clicked on it, was MGM Resorts International. I said, maybe we're finding something new about this kind of creepy case with the Las Vegas shooter that happened a year ago in October, right? It'll be a year in October. Very small amounts of information that have come out on this at all. We still don't have a lot of details. So why is MGM trending? Well, that's because that they have claimed in a new lawsuit that they have no liability in any of the injuries or deaths in the October mass shooting in Las Vegas. The company, MGM International, owns Mandalay Bay. They own the Route 91 Harvest Festival venue, and they argued that its security vendor took all necessary precautions approved by the Department of Homeland Security for protecting against and responding to acts of mass injury and destruction. This is according to a suit, and it was reported on by the Las Vegas Review Journal, which is a newspaper of record in Las Vegas. MGM, now here's where, this is where I lose faith. Okay, fine, you want to protect yourself, you want to say that you did everything you could. I understand, no one expects a guy to shoot out of a window. MGM has sued more than 1,000 victims of the shooting.
Huh?
No.
Yeah. Robert Eglin,
like, it's your fault that you came to our festival that
Robert
we own and sponsor?
Eglin, who represents some of the victims, told the Review Journal that they're judge shopping in federal court. He said he's never seen a more outrageous thing where they sue the victims in order to find a judge they like. So he said they're judge shopping in federal court rather than a state court where he believes any lawsuit should be filed. He said it's really sad that MGM would stoop to this level.
I think you make a lot of noise about it, and if you're going to Las Vegas or any place else where there's an MGM resort, you make sure you don't go there.
And already Mandalay Bay was suffering. I remember looking, whenever I went to Vegas last, I don't know, maybe you guys remember more than I do. Oh, I went in December. And Mandalay Bay, the rooms typically were, you were lucky if you found something for $270, $280 a night, because the rooms there are nice and they would charge a lot of money. When I went last December, I think they were down to like $79 a night, something like that. Yeah. So they were really trying to bring people in because obviously they had taken a hit.
Yep. Well, this shows the despicability of some corporate America concerns. They just... All right, let's spend a minute talking about the words that are being bantied back and forth. Republicans, Democrats, the day that many wish we could forget. The Russian... I'm trying to figure out, Jennifer and Victoria, what really was said here. I did not watch the press conference. I don't like to watch press conferences. I don't think that there's much that comes. That's just my own pejorative. When asked to choose between the Russian dictator Putin and the people who are investigating him, he seemed to side with the Russian president. And a lot of people.
Okay, so I'll paraphrase what happened because I watched the whole thing. He was asked a question about election meddling early on, and he answered it just fine. And then someone else stood up and said, "So, President Trump, are you saying that you believe our intelligence community in the United States that says Russia did meddle in the election, or do you believe Vladimir Putin when he tells you that he had nothing to do with it?" And Trump said, he never came out and said, "I believe Vladimir Putin." He said, "Look, I'm hearing two things from two parties." He said, "I've had my guy, Dan Coats, come to me and tell me Russia meddled. I'm having Vladimir Putin come to me and tell me he didn't." He basically kind of did the "what am I supposed to do here?" He said, he continued on, and I think this is kind of what I took issue with is that then he went into this weird rant where he said, you know, I'd like to see the FBI server. I would like to know why the FBI couldn't recover the server that was allegedly hacked at the DNC. And I would like to know why we can't recover the 30,000 Hillary Clinton emails that just somehow disappeared. So, look, I get all that. I think, first of all, the calls of treason are ridiculous. This is just another way to try to play the gotcha game and say, okay, this is our next round at trial.
Agreed.
So
I agree
think
with that.
The treason thing is ridiculous. He did nothing wrong. These were words. Now, was this his best appearance? No. Do I think that he should have said those things in that stage? No. These are things that Trump has said before, but I think it's far more appropriate to say them when you're on home soil. I don't think you say them next to someone like Vladimir Putin. I think that weakens America in the eyes of the world stage. And so that's where I really take issue with Trump and think that he needs to, and by the way, I think he will, probably have to do some kind of public address and walk those statements back, because you don't, whether or not you're questioning, and he has every reason, by the way, to question the legitimacy of the FBI and our intelligence because of what we know went on during the election already. Proven facts from an independent inspector general who said it was weird on both sides of the aisle. It hurt Hillary Clinton. It hurt Bill Clinton. It hurt Donald Trump. We know that there was mishandling of this, so I understand why he has doubts about intelligence gathering. But to do it in that position was just a really silly move.
Right.
It was stupid.
So
and it was, it was a rookie mistake, but he's not a rookie anymore, and he should know better.
He goes on with Hannity afterwards and says that the U.S. is doing really well. I can hear the words. I didn't see it, but doing really well with Russia. He's so simplistic in some of the things that he says and the way he says them. I find that almost entertaining, frankly. So the people at Fox get the scoop. Hannity's got Trump, and Chris Wallace talks to Putin, and the first thing he says to him or asks him is, what about, he tries to get into the weeds with the election hacking. And I don't know really whether people were satisfied with the answers or the way it was conducted, but it just is...
I watched that interview too. Putin.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I think Putin, it looks horrible. I'm sure that there's something being lost in translation because cultures are different, but he looks like a hard, you know what, when he sits up there. And Chris Wallace says, here, take these papers. These are the indictments. What do you make of these? And he's like, and he pushes them onto the table. He doesn't want to see them.
Does he speak in English or Russian?
No, he's speaking in Russian with a translator. Yeah. So
he speaks English just fine, so that's just his little power play.
Because he does speak English well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Jen.
I think that Vladimir Putin is not a good guy, but I don't think that what was happening before, and I'm not trying to look back, helped with our relationship with him at all. I think this kind of ignoring or laughing off that Russia isn't a threat, like we saw in the last election when Mitt Romney said, hey, I think Russia's the greatest threat, and everybody laughed at him and said, oh, that's ridiculous. I don't think ignoring and laughing off somebody is the right thing to do. I actually tend to think we should have had this meeting. I don't regret that Trump had this meeting with him, because I think you need Putin, not because of election meddling or even Ukraine. You need him for Iran. You need him for Syria. And to some extent, you need him to have strength against China when you're working on negotiating with North Korea. Everything's interconnected. So to just ignore him would not be appropriate. I think the meeting was right. I just don't think calling out the intelligence community, even if you take issue with them, it was the appropriate venue to do that.
Your dirty intelligence laundry out.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah.
All right, so here's another thing that I find interesting, especially the way some of the left-leaning news media outlets, some of them are left-leaning, some are right-leaning. It's too bad we can't just find a news media outlet that reports the facts. What's the story, if anybody knows, about this Maria Butina, who supposedly is connected to the Republicans and the NRA? She got arrested in Finland. Wherever the hell
she got arrested in New York, no?
Oh, okay.
She was arrested somewhere here, she's a lifelong NRA member.
And
she's
what's the
accused,
story?
From what I've read, and Jen, you probably know more about it, but she's been accused of trying to make connections between Trump and Russia during the election, and she tried to get Putin invited to the National Prayer Breakfast, and like, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So she's been
trying to
espionage.
Infiltrate.
Yeah, was it espionage was the charge?
I think
she was arrested
like
on.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much more than that, and really there aren't that many details. It's just that she had kind of worked herself into a group, and she was trying to advance Russia narrative. So.
All right, I want to know a little bit more from the Los Angeles perspective. L.A. Times is going into court, federal judge ordering them to remove portions of a story they published, a decision that has alarmed, obviously, people who want to protect the First Amendment. The story ran over the weekend involving a Glendale police officer who pled guilty to charges that he lied to federal investigators about his connection to organized crime. Why? The police officer's name is John Balian, I believe. His agreement was under seal, mistakenly posted on an online court database, and so they published it. So what do you how take it back? What are they trying to
how do you yeah
how do you how take do you, it back?
Well, the story is still up on the website and stuff. You're just they just want the story amended and they want that information taken out of it. Really, I think there's a far more interesting story with the LA Times right now. They've been in court quite a bit, and so yes, the police are asking them to amend their story, but the LA Times is also suing our mayor's office, Garcetti, because Garcetti's been hiding his travel expenses. It's no secret that our mayor has ambitions to run for president in 2020, even though he lied to everybody last year saying, oh, I just want to be mayor of L.A. Right. And he won by, 60-80%.
No thanks. Can we return
he's
him?
The same guy.
No
who's
thanks.
Care of. He's,
check, please. No, thank you.
He's the one who handled the homeless problem. There's no more homeless problem in L.A.
Right, except and for the 80,000 homeless people. Right,
has fixed the traffic. There's no more traffic.
You know what his idea is?
There's poop on the streets of San... I mean, it's like, come on, really? Like,
yeah,
ridiculous.
So we can't blame the poop in San Francisco on him, but we can definitely blame L.A.'s homeless problem on him. And his big solution to fixing the problem was to subsidize...
Send him to Santa Monica.
No, was to subsidize homeowners and give them money to build, like, tiny houses in their backyard to house homeless people.
There you go.
Yeah, yes. How about that for property values? But anyway, so he's been hiding travel, and so the LA Times wanted to see a record of where he's been going and if he's on city business or not. And of course, his office is like, oh, no, ixnay on the travel records. So now the LA Times is in court trying to sue to see where he's been and why he's been there, because the reports are every weekend he's like in South Carolina, in Iowa, in New Hampshire. Doesn't
Which
take a genius to figure out what he's doing.
And I mean, why else would the mayor of Los Angeles need to be in any other place except fixing L.A.
Right, he's and been who's out paying for the trip? That's the question.
Taxpayers, and he's been out of apparently he's been out of L.A. for a third of his mayorship.
He's the
though.
Biggest fraud. Since L.A. attracts frauds. Villagrosa, some of the more recent mayors, the biggest phonies on the planet. Oy. All right, that takes care of that. Let's fix the key, in fact. I want to have the key to vibrant health be on your mind. Getting enough rest, vital to staying healthy, preventing many chronic diseases. You don't want to get sick. You don't want heart disease. You don't want to be depressed. Some kinds of cancer come about because you don't get enough rest. Get the rest you need. Restful sleep starts with a really good mattress and a really good pillow. The best pillows in the country come from an American company called MyPillow. MyPillow is the place to go when you need new pillows, all sizes, all shapes. Doesn't make any difference what they're for. Anything that has to do with sleeping, sheets, accessories, pillows, mattresses, covers, you get them all at MyPillow.com. And when you use the promo code DJV, you'll be able to buy, for example, the premium pillows. Buy one, get one free. Pretty good deal, right? Use that promo code DJV, get the premium pillows and all the other things that are on special. The buy one, get one free deal ends on the 1st of August, so get it now. Take advantage. MyPillow.com, promo DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
As a jock in the 70s, there wasn't much that I heard from the Doobies that I didn't like or want to play. That's a great example of that. One of their first big hits. Listen to the music. The Doobies in the spotlight musically at 24 after the hour on the DJV show. Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on the Doobies. More specifically, Tom Johnston says the idea of a full album show has been brought up a couple of times, but it just seemed to go by the wayside. But apparently that's not the case anymore. The Doobies are going to play a pair of their best-known albums, the 72 Platinum Toulouse Street, 73's Double Platinum The Captain and Me, from start to finish, along with some other of their hits during a special show both November 15th and 16th at the Beacon Theater in New York. I'd like to go to that. Tickets on sale on the 23rd of this month. Ought to be quite a trip, Tom Johnston says to Billboard. Quote, "We never have done anything like this. I'm looking forward to it." He added that the Doobies have been rehearsing the material at soundchecks during their tour, which just ended with Steely Dan, and will continue during the next few weeks as more time on their hands are off the road. He said, quote, "I've always been curious how people would react to hearing the songs played live in an album sequence as opposed to the way you normally play them live, because it's a different thing altogether, listening to a record as opposed to a live performance." That sure is true. Any of you or us have gone to a concert, we know exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
The Doobies are gearing up to treat you, if you're a fan, to some new music. Not too distant future. It's been 8 years since they had a studio album. The last one was called World Gone Crazy. It's been 4 years since the country covers album Southbound was released. Johnston reported that he and Patrick Simmons and John McPhee have been writing songs and plan to start taking them into the studio once the Doobies are off the road. So, what do we think of that? The Doobies.
The album thing is a really great, that seems to be a bit of a trend right now.
Right.
And I think it's super cool. Bruce Springsteen's done that, where he did like All of the River and And I saw John Fogerty a few years ago. He did all of Green River, which is a great album from beginning to end, and then they add the hits at the end. And U2 just did a Joshua Tree tour. They did the whole album in sequence. And I think album sequencing is a lost art now in the days of downloading singles. So I think it's so cool when bands say, hey, let's just do a full album so you can really hear it the way we designed it to be heard.
Yeah, it's really, I think you're right, the way they place some of the tunes in their albums. The Doobies, weren't they named for smoking a doobie? What's a doobie? I'm trying to remember.
Doobie is a joint.
This thing.
I don't know if that's why they're named
that. Yeah, it is. No, I remember that time with that one, when they first came around. All right, anyway, still good music. Doobie Brothers in the focus here in the DJV program. Also, this is quite a contrast, but there's musical value to remembering Nancy Sinatra. Her mother has passed away. She was the childhood sweetheart of her father, Frank. Came the first of his four wives, the mother of his three children. She was 101 years old. She said, Nancy Sinatra said that my mother passed away peacefully at the age of 101. She was a blessing in the light of my life. Godspeed, Mama. Thank you for everything. She was actually Nancy Junior. You forget that you can call a girl Junior and Senior as well. So this was Nancy Sinatra Senior. And Nancy, the singer, Nancy Sinatra Jr. Frank and Nancy dated as teenagers, married in 1939, just as Frank was beginning to take off with his career. 3 years before marrying the former Nancy Barbato, he'd landed a 50-minute radio show. During the early years, the Sinatras lived in an apartment in Jersey City, where the two older children were born. I've always loved this song. Saying something stupid like I love you. Frank and Nancy, 28 after the hour.
I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and many Republicans seem outraged that President Trump appeared to be siding with Russia's President Vladimir Putin after their one-on-one meeting yesterday in Helsinki, Finland, rather than siding with the U.S. Intelligence Committee, which has said that the Russians did meddle in the 2016 elections. And former CIA Chief John Brennan says Trump's performance at the news conference with Putin is nothing short of treasonous. Later, President Trump says in an interview,
I think Brennan's a very bad guy, and if you look at it, a lot of things happened under his watch. I think he's a very bad person. I also think that when you watch Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, when you watch all of the things that have happened, and Comey, take a look at that, and McCabe.
He spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And change at the hour on the Tuesday, July 17th edition of the DJV program, live around the nation and around the world. Here's the trending information. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I don't know why I was about to say Victoria Hall. Let's go to Victoria Hall. Oh, okay.
Okay. Somebody. I heard she's great.
Have you heard that? Okay, good. All right, so what else is great?
Well, what is interesting that's trending on Twitter right now is all eyes are on South Africa. It is the events marking the 100th birthday of Nelson Mandela, the of course, the former South African president. He died in 2013 at the age of 95, and so there are lots of events around the world happening right now. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are in London. They are celebrating the 100th birthday of Nelson Mandela. with his granddaughter. She's there at a special ceremony that the royals are attending. And in South Africa, right now on stage, there is a professor speaking, but what's trending is that former President Barack Obama is about to take the stage to give the annual Nelson Mandela lecture. And, of course, he and Nelson Mandela were both the first black presidents of their countries. And Mr. Obama had said that Madiba, also is the nickname of Nelson Mandela, he was one of the countless millions who drew inspiration from Nelson Mandela's life. And so he actually becomes the second U.S. president to speak at this event. Bill Clinton was the first. And Bill Gates, lots of other dignitaries, philanthropists, people who are involved in all kinds of charitable works, they usually attend this event every year. This year, of course, being the 100th birthday, it's even bigger than ever. So that is live streamed on every major network right now. It's also on Twitter. And the Nelson Mandela Foundation is streaming it. You can see some of the events happening with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as well in London. So all eyes are on South Africa.
All right. So, and there are lots of good reasons. That was a fascinating trip. One of the most amazing trips I ever took in my life was to go. It was an honor, actually. I've been very blessed in my radio career to have been asked to do a lot of different things, mostly because people see me as a middle of the road. I'm not an axe grinder. So I was invited by the government to be in South Africa, in Johannesburg, on the day that Nelson Mandela was, I suppose, inaugurated as president of South Africa. And I had the first radio interview with him. And it was really a fascinating experience. The whole thing was fascinating, being there, seeing how people live, what you think. It's never really, when you go to places and you actually see what goes on, it never is what you expect. Never is what the news media will play it off to be. Things are never as good or as bad as they're laid out to be. And I think the case can be made, bringing it up to what's going on today, Victoria, that story about the lava, the big sort of boulder flying lava, that ended up crashing into the roof of a boat. 23 people were hurt. When you get right down to brass tacks, there is something to be said about a rock or a boulder that probably weighed a couple of hundred pounds. Because there's so much force behind what's going on under the ground, it just blows this stuff. They've been all over the place, these rocks. But this, you know, imagine, just put yourself there. Imagine what it would be like to have a 1800-degree boulder flying and heading toward you. And I'm not even sure they knew it was coming.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I don't think they knew it was coming. Yeah.
No, because it crashed through the roof of the boat. It had one of those flat-top kind of roofs to protect people from the sun.
Yes.
You're standing there, and if you're the unlucky person that's right beneath that hole, you've got some serious injuries. And luckily, no one died from it, but one woman broke her femur, and there are lots of burns and gashes and things like that. It's just, it's a scary thing. I don't know how close they were to the volcano. I'm guessing they probably were getting a little too close and curious and wanted to see what it looked like, and that was just an unfortunate byproduct of it.
Right. Speaking of unfortunate, yesterday, if you were trying to take advantage of Prime Day, you had a problem. Victoria was a victim of that. What happened? And is it okay now?
It is okay now, yeah. Prime Day on Amazon was so popular that the entire server crashed globally. And so people, for a few hours, it started at 3 p.m. Eastern time, noon West Coast time is when Prime Day began. And people just couldn't log on, they couldn't shop, they couldn't do anything. If you had an Amazon Fire Stick, I only found out about the problem because I couldn't watch my TV. So it was definitely a global problem. It took them a few hours to fix it, and everything is up and running now. The rumors are that they may extend some last-minute deals because people did lose a few hours of shopping.
Oh.
Hey, we talked about it last week in anticipation of Prime Day that 60% of Americans were planning on participating. It may have been more than that. And so this is 3.5 billion people globally were logging on to Amazon Prime Day.
It's amazing.
It's just incredible, yeah.
In terms of the business world, what impact it has. All right, food news time, 20 before the hour here on the DJV program. McDonald's has temporarily stopped selling salads. in a number of states. Outbreak of the parasitic problem that we have is all the more reason for life change tea. It causes intestinal illness. They're using salads. This is cyclosporola, or I never pronounce that right, cyclospora. It's like listeria. It's like these parasites are pretty much the same. It's just how strong they are and how your immune system fights them off as to how it would affect you. So listeria, salmonella, E. coli, cyclospora. It's non-fatal, but you can be sick for a week or more, even, if you get this. 100 cases of people becoming sick in Iowa and Illinois and some other folks getting sick in states nearby. Health professionals say one quarter of the people who got sick ate at McDonald's, got a salad from McDonald's. Why in the name of God, if you're going to get a salad, do you go to a McDonald's? Why?
All right, let's get off the judgment bandwagon really quick here, because I have done that many times. If you only have a fast food option near you, then a salad from Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King or wherever is a much healthier option. It's the healthiest option that of any of their food offerings. So there are plenty of people who work in corporate parks and things like that where they just, you know, for their lunch break, if there's a McDonald's or a fast food place nearby, they want to have a healthy option. So this is not like people have plenty of time to drive around. But, Doug,
have you never taken a road trip?
You've got to be in New York City.
I'm not talking about New York City. New York City is completely exempt from this. I don't even know where a McDonald's is in New York City where I am. I'm talking about if you work anywhere outside of a major city, which that's the bulk of America, these are sometimes your only options. If you leave the office and you get a half an hour lunch break and you can run and get lunch, that's the healthiest, closest option. So okay. I'm just saying, like, we can't discriminate against every single person.
Because I don't agree
with you.
Have you ever been on a road trip?
If you go to Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, there isn't even a McDonald's on the main drag. There are several grocery stores and green grocers where you can go in, get the makings of a salad. I can't tell you
So you're at work and you're supposed to go and buy a bag of salad or whatever and make a salad? Where?
There are lots of different options. I just don't think that
what are they?
Based on consumerism and convenience.
When people work in an office, you're a farmer, okay? People work in an office, which you are not accustomed to, and I have done that for many years, when you are working in an office and you have a half an hour to run somewhere, you do not go to a grocery store and start making a salad and tossing a salad in your car on the way back.
Most grocery stores that I go to have prepared salads already made.
Okay, but not every place has a grocery store right near. If you work in a corporate park, there are no grocery stores
near there. Why are you so angry about this?
Because you act like if it's not the way that you think it needs to be for lunch for convenience purposes, that everyone else is an idiot because they can't find a grocery store.
I didn't say that. Those words never came out of my mouth. Never said idiot.
I'm not being literal with that.
Options.
Some places don't have better options, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I get that. And I understand your experience. I don't happen to have the same experience. That's all. So the point is that when you go to a McDonald's, you get cheap crap. That's what you pay for, and that's what you get. And so it's not that you should expect it or that you want it, but that's the way it is, because in order to make ends meet, in order to make a profit, how much does one of those salads cost? $1.90? What does it cost to buy a salad at McDonald's?
It's more than that, but I don't know.
Okay. But
I don't have McDonald's near me.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I have friends who live around the country, and sometimes that's all they have time to get to and back to the office.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
A lot of people experience that.
A lot of people bring their lunch to work with them. Now, I have the guys that, a lot of people that I know bring their lunch with them. They don't eat out, they don't eat in, they don't eat the stuff. Unless the company is enlightened, like a Bloomberg or some of the new Google, Microsoft, they have cafeterias right on the facility, and you go eat lunch.
And most companies don't, because that's very expensive.
Yeah, it is. All right, here's a situation that will probably replicate itself around the country. There's a new outfit called Brew Buds, selling marijuana-infused single-serve coffee pods. Ah, here we go. The pod is $7, roughly what you pay if you bought a couple of mochas at Starbucks. They're these, like the Keurig pods, right? You just stick them in and you cook them. Not to cook them. What do you call the preparation when you stick one of those pods in? What is it? What's
you
it called?
Brew it. You're brewing coffee.
Okay, brew it. Okay. The pods contain your choice of marijuana-infused coffee, cocoa, or tea. So you can get hot chocolate with marijuana in it? Wow.
Sounds
pretty
this sounds like... sure, it sounds delicious, but it also sounds like, why would anyone mix coffee with marijuana? Because one's an upper, one's a downer. I don't even understand the point of that.
You're asking me?
Right.
Yeah, right. I think you should ask somebody else who knows the difference between an upper and a downer.
I don't drink coffee anyway, but I understand the need for coffee. I used to drink way too much coffee. That's why I stopped. Yeah. I understand, but that's what you need to get your day going. But you can't get your day going when you want to just sit down and eat a bowl of Cheetos after you drink your coffee from the munchies, from the weed in it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I get it in, like, sparkling water and other beverages, but I don't get it in coffee.
Well, there you go. Here's somebody, if you're a fan of having a glass of wine, red wine with dinner, or your dedicated afternoon matcha drinker, you have to, I don't have any credibility with that. What's a matcha? I know.
Matcha lattes are really big right now. It's a plant, it's a tea. People make matcha tea, they mix it with hot steamed milk to make a latte out of it. It's supposed to be very good for you.
Red wine and green tea.
It's actually a root.
Are very good if you have metabolic problems. And I can see that. It's the resveratrol along with the things that are the elemental things that are part of the green tea that's so good. And you know, the description of metabolites and things that will take apart your nerve system, cognitive stuff. It's really these things. It's so obvious the natural stuff is so good for you. I think that this is a great combination. I don't drink red wine, but I do drink a lot of green tea. Now, and there are green teas, by the way, in the life change tea. But I don't think it's any news that this stuff cleanses your body and is good for you. And it's all in moderation, by the way. Red wine, I know a lot of people that have a glass of red wine every single night, and they love it, and it's good for them. It's when you overdo it. So anything you overdo. I suppose if you have I can't imagine smoking marijuana, but if you have a toke here and there, is that what it's called, a toke? Have a toke every once in a while?
Maybe back in the 60s it was called that. I don't know.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
I have not heard anyone say that. But
what is it called? A drag? What do you call it?
I guess it depends on what you're smoking. If you're smoking a joint, then yes, it would be a drag, just like a cigarette.
Drag. Okay. All right. Did you ever think that a bit of imagination and your favorite snack could win you a once-in-a-lifetime prize? Cheetos Win What You See contest challenges fans to share what they see in their Cheetos. Beside a tasty snack, Andy Solomon will now explain.
Just as clouds can take many shapes, your Cheetos can too. And it's clear that Cheetos fans are exceptionally creative when it comes to identifying interesting shapes in their Cheetos snacks. Brandy Ray, Director of Marketing for Frito-Lay.
This summer, the Cheetos brand will once again encourage fans to let their imaginations roam as they look for unique shapes in their Cheetos snacks for a chance to win what they see.
Fans can submit a photo and description of what they see in their interestingly shaped Cheetos. For each entry period, Cheetos will pick a winner and customize a one-of-a-kind prize inspired by their winning Cheetos shape.
If you're eating your favorite Cheetos snack and see a shape that looks like a guitar, you might just win an electric guitar and concert tickets. Or if you find a Cheetos shape that resembles a lobster claw, you might win a trip to Maine for a lobster feast. Over the 10-week contest, 8 winners will receive a prize value up to $11,000.
No purchase necessary. For more information and to submit your unique Cheeto entry, go to CheetosWinWhatYouSee.com.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear this theme, I come to attention, and I come at the beginning and the end. The beginning of Downton Abbey was so polished, professional. It was almost perfection on television. Not only the theme, but the stories and the stars. I can't tell you, Victoria, the acting, that there was anything that, in my recent memory anyway, that beat the stories and the actors and the just the whole way it was put together with these people is brilliant. And so if you're a fan, as are we, of Downton Abbey, you'll be very happy to hear that the film adaptation of Downton Abbey is now underway officially. There have been rumors for a while, but the company that produced the TV show, Focus Features, has announced that the show's principal cast, which would included, have to have Maggie Smith in it, Michelle Dockery, Hugh Bonneville. They're going to shoot this late this summer. The movie, well, that's sort of up and down, because Julian Fellowes, who was the producer, confirmed that he'd been working on a script for a while, waiting for a studio to just say, okay, yep, we want to do this. He said the biggest difficulty would be rounding up all the cast. Compared with most series, it's such a large cast, needs to have them to feel Downton-esque. I think that's Yeah,
you can't
recast
how
could
any
you
of
do
those
it?
People.
No,
yeah.
Not at
you
all.
You either leave them out of the story if you can't get the actors, you know, if the schedules won't allow, but you can't.
It's interesting how some of them, Hugh Bonneville has been coming up as perhaps the most prominent male lead in British drama and British movies and that sort of thing. And he's in the Paddington series, but he's become pretty much, I think, his name is synonymous with quality acting. And then you look at what some of the other people, for Michelle Dockery has had a very interesting career. She has her own band. She's been in some really weird television
shows. She tried so hard to get away from Lady Mary.
Yeah, right.
It didn't really work at first. Now there's a show, I don't know if it's on Amazon or if it's Netflix, I haven't seen it, but it's a Western, and she was nominated for an Emmy for it. But I don't know anybody who's watching that show.
No, right.
And I think people just have such a hard time, and unfortunately, she may be typecast forever as Lady Mary.
Lady Mary. So the more of these things they do, the better it is for her.
Yeah.
All right, so it's good, though. That'd be very cool. And the Jack Carter, his role, the people that were, quote-unquote, downstairs at Downton Abbey, the staff. It was such a fabulous combination of
there wasn't a weak link.
Lives.
There wasn't a single weak link for seven seasons.
I agree.
I don't think we'll ever have another series like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they did. Well, the movie will keep it going, keep the idea going. All right, so we'll have some more movie news. Chuck Curry, as you can imagine, is not around today, so Victoria and I are sort of bringing up the rear, if you will.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Technology is changing the car buying process, as many now start their search online. In fact, a recent survey found that 44% of consumers are comfortable shopping for a car via the Internet. If you're planning to buy a car this summer, consider exploring digital tools designed to improve your car buying experience. Bank of America's mobile car shopping tool makes shopping for and financing a car easier and more efficient, so you can spend more time enjoying the summer. John Schleck for Bank of America.
Car shoppers can now seamlessly integrate their shopping and financing experience all in one place, either on the go or in the comfort of their own homes. Using the mobile car shopping tool, our clients can actually select new or used cars, all from participating dealers, estimate a monthly payment, and even apply for a Bank of America car loan on the specific car they're looking at, all prior to their dealer visit.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
All right, so here's, without Chucker being here, sometimes we don't have a focus. I was looking around at some of the things that are going on. We were talking about this kid, Dennis, is it Villeneuve? How do you pronounce his name?
Sorry. Yeah, Timothy Chalamet is going to be in the new Dune movie, which Dennis Villeneuve, who directed Blade Runner, is
Way
directing.
To go, Kara.
All right, she's all right. So would you go see that, Kara?
Probably not, because I don't really care. I didn't see the original Dune, don't really care about the new Dune.
What was the original? Wasn't it about monsters coming out of the sand or something?
Never even heard of it before
Dune?
Today.
No. All I know, I don't know. All I know is that Kyle MacLachlan and Sting were in it, and it put Kyle MacLachlan on the map, and he was spotted by David Lynch in that movie and put into the Twin Peaks series. So that's all I know about it.
Ah, really? I thought it was more recent than that. Interesting how time flies. Sorry, we don't have any Kardashian news about them being in a movie with the Hadids. I think that'll come, though, probably pretty soon. 59 past the hour in the DJV program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.